Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It is Wednesday, Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. And we've got a Know Your Onion coming up. We're going to talk about Disney Plus and some of the most hated TV characters of all time. That's all coming up on the show, 312-981-7200. But right now, we are doing a special edition of Sports Songs. We always have Rick Geezer in. When sports seasons start or end, we have him come in. But there are so many more sports that he has in his collection that we wanted to do just the odds and ends of sports and get Rick in here live. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm calling this minor sports,
yeah,
but they're really not minor. There's some huge personalities, some
yeah,
great names, and we're going to have a lot of fun today.
All right. So what did we just hear?
That was the legendary wrestler Antonino Rocca.
Mm-hmm.
He wrestled in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. That's from his from an album he put out in 1965 of songs he wrote and arranged.
Yeah, there you go. And it's called In This Corner, The Musical World.
It's a very nice album, and there's a picture of him jumping on the cover.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So we're going to be covering wrestling, boxing. We got NASCAR. There's tennis. There's soccer. There's golf. All kinds of assorted and varied sports this morning. But first of all, tell everybody about Sports Songs.
Well, Sports Songs are any song performed by an athlete, coach, ref, owner, anyone involved in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing this for years on your show.
Yes.
And we've pretty much hit every one of those categories more than once.
Absolutely. And we figured, like I said, normally you'll come on like the beginning of hockey season, the beginning of football season or baseball,
right,
or stuff like that. But we have been kind of not focusing on a lot of the other sports that you have.
Well, and I understand that because,
yeah,
you know, you got to go with the big ones. But, and,
right,
you know, these sports are big to people. And,
absolutely,
you know, when the big events happen, we all pay attention to them.
Yep.
But, you know, we pay attention to the big sports.
That's exactly right. All right, well, where do you want to start?
Why don't we go to track 34?
Okay.
Track 34 is probably one of the biggest personalities in the world of sports. My favorite athlete of all time, Muhammad Ali.
Mm.
And in 1976, he put out an album called Muhammad Ali versus Tooth Decay. And this was a children's LP, and it included Howard Cosell, Jane Kennedy, Ossie Davis, a whole lot of different stars. Frank Sinatra was part of it.
Wow.
Richie Havens, the singer.
Wow.
And this is...
That's quite a lineup.
It is, indeed. It's a fun album. And Muhammad Ali sings this song. It's the historical song. He sets himself in the world of history.
Oh, so it's just the historical song by Muhammad Ali.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's hear that.
Who knocked the crack in the Liberty Bell?
Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Ali.
Country dear.
Ali.
Who made the ride?
That's pretty great.
Paul Revere.
He wrote, I love that the album is called Muhammad Ali Fights Mr. Tooth Decay.
Somebody has to, yeah, finally.
Yeah. So that's pretty great. That's pretty great. And he did all that stuff historically.
He did.
It's all accurate.
It's very accurate.
Yes.
It's not fake news.
That's great. Muhammad Ali. He was something, man. He really was.
It was amazing.
Remember when he lit the torch at the Olympics?
Oh, that was one of the greatest moments, the 1996 Atlanta Games.
Amazing.
Yes.
It was amazing. So, okay, what do we got next?
Okay, why don't we go to track 49? This is the king of auto racing, the king of NASCAR, Richard Petty. He's going to sing a song that we all know, a Roger Miller classic, King of the Road.
Uh-huh.
And this is from 1975. There was an album they put out, NASCAR put out, called NASCAR Goes Country.
Wow.
And on the album included other people such as Darrell Waltrip, Cale Yarborough, Buddy Baker, a whole bunch of, you know, big names in the world of NASCAR. But let's listen to the King, King Richard, because you know, everyone knows
That's
him.
That's it, Richard Petty. Here we go.
Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Roll all night long. Come on, baby, this is it. This is something that I just can't miss. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Roll all night long. Come on, baby, just close the door. Come on, baby, let's rock some more.
That is Richard Petty. I just gave the wrong song title.
Oh, okay.
That was me screwing up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But it's one in
but
the morning.
Richard,
so come on.
It's still Richard Petty. Okay.
He just didn't do King of the Road.
Okay.
He did, let the good times roll.
All right.
And
very
we're
good.
Doing that tonight.
All right.
We're letting it roll even though we're making mistakes.
All right. What's next?
Why don't we go to track 58?
All right.
In 1956. A woman in the world of tennis did something no one else had ever done. She was the first African-American woman to win a major tournament.
Wow.
Her name is Althea Gibson, and as a result of that, then in 1959, she put out an album called Althea Gibson Sings on Dot Records, and this is a song she called, or what we all know, called Dream a Little Dream.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper I love you, birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me, say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you miss me, while I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it's nice to hear that nice crackle. The crackle of the vinyl.
Of the vinyl.
Isn't that excellent?
That adds to it.
And by the way, for people who obviously can't see into the studio right now, because, you know, this is radio. I don't know if we remember that or not.
Wait, what? It is?
But you can't see. You have to listen. But Rick brings a whole bunch of stuff usually with him. We've got 45s in the building. We've got albums. We've got CDs, all kinds of stuff. And he always lets me look at the album covers and whatever we're playing. So it's also a lot of fun. And we'll take a couple of pictures we can throw online as well to show you some of the stuff. Okay, that was cool. That was very good. Okay, we got time for one more before we break.
Okay, let's go to track 75.
All right.
And this is arguably, Tom, you let me know. You're the soccer fan.
Okay.
The greatest soccer name in the world, Pele.
Yeah.
And in 1969.
Star of victory.
Yes, indeed. He also starred in a movie called Pele.
Yes, he did.
And we'll hear a song from that a little later. But in 1969, he put out a song with Brazilian singer Elis Regina. And I can't speak Portuguese.
Okay.
So let's hear the song.
Pele.
Não foi she's mine.
There you go. Judging by the cover of the 45, they seem to be having a good time together.
They are laughing at something.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's break. We take a break here. We've got assorted sports here this morning, and we'll get back to it right after we do the news. You know, it's sports songs, assorted odds and ends sports that we never really get to. Rick Geezer is kind enough to be here live. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
When people find out who that was, because that was a jam.
That was a total jam. Of course, Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
That's right. So who was that?
That was John McEnroe and Pat Cash, both tennis stars. McEnroe, of course, the bigger name.
Yeah.
But joining them on that is more impressive. The two of them played guitar, but on bass guitar is Steve Harris of Iron Maiden.
One of the greatest bass players of all time.
A great drummer. One of the great drummers, Nico McBain, also from Iron Maiden.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And then they do a vocal version of this on the flip side, and they got Roger Daltrey to sing it.
Some hack named Roger Daltrey, exactly.
It's amazing. That's amazing.
I gotta say, notice how it's going at like double time. They're
going
so fast.
Yeah. Well, when you got Steve Harris and Nico McBain in there, you're gonna go fast.
I imagine the recording session, if they messed up, you got John McEnroe. You cannot be serious.
Yeah, throwing his guitar around.
He's throwing exactly. And McEnroe's performed with a lot of different people through the years.
It's well known that McEnroe played guitar.
Exactly. Exactly. So. And his wife, of course, was Patty Smythe from Scandal.
Oh, Patty Smythe. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't he married to Tatum O'Neal, too?
He was back in the day.
1986 to 94.
He said
Tatum
goodbye
O'Neal.
To you, to her.
Wait a minute. He's married to Patty Smythe?
Yeah, from Scandal.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for a long time. I think they're still married.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I love Scandal.
He's even played with her.
Yeah, I don't. How am I not aware of this?
This is a family oriented show, young man.
Yeah. Wow. By the way, we got a text here.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to call in or text in or has any leads on, because you're always looking for more sports songs, always.
Definitely.
This was funny though, but there's a connection here.
Okay.
It says this is one of those nights when I wonder if I'm dreaming. It's like a very bizarre return of Dr. Demento. Now, you have a connection to Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento, one of my heroes, one of my mentors.
Yeah.
He helped get me started in this because I was working at another radio station out of town, and his show came to our station.
It was syndicated on your show.
And
on your
I wanted to be able to interview him, and we were doing sports stuff on the show, and I said, hey, any sports figures?
Yeah.
And he sent me a reel-to-reel tape. With about 20 or 30 different songs.
That's amazing. So that's how it all started.
And it all started with the doctor. And I run into him every year or so.
I used to listen to him every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, religiously.
He's the greatest.
And, the Funny Five. I love Dr. Demento. And then I became I was his competition. Because my Sunday night show was on the same time. Sunday night show was on the same time as Dr.
And he's no longer on the air, and you're on the air.
I am. I've been on way too long. No, not long enough. I love this job. Okay, where are we going next?
Let's go to track 77.
Right.
This is another soccer star. A lot of Americans know this gentleman, Giorgio Canalia, because of being part of the great Cosmos team that included Pele and a number of I think Franz Beckenbauer was also part of that team.
Okay.
A great team. And he put out this song in 1974 he put it out in Germany, and it's called I'm Football Crazy.
All right, let's hear it.
Sunday morning, rain or shine, gotta make the game on time. All week long, gotta train, cause I'm better than the rest. All right. Start feeling good,
rival team is raving too. On the field, think of you. Trainer says some love tonight. All right.
As I'm looking at the sleeve of the 45, it's called I'm Football Crazy, but I'm is in parentheses.
Oh, yeah. because it could be him or it could be us.
Anybody. Yes. Yeah, everybody is football crazy. That's right. Okay, what's next?
Let's stay in the soccer world for a bit on track 80. Kevin Keegan, a lot of people don't know him in the States, but in Europe, this guy is a superstar. This guy probably was the original media superstar in the world of sports in Europe. And he's put out a number of songs throughout the years, but we're going to play a track that he put out in 1979 called Head Over Heels in Love. He's very dreamy looking. I'll show you the picture sleeve. And this is a song I think people are going to really enjoy.
Okay, Kevin Keegan.
You may be a stranger, that's what time can do. Baby, you mean everything to me. Darling, there's no danger with all that we've been through, that anyone could love you more than me. I got news for you, babe. All the things you do, babe, make me think how it used to be. And it looks like I'm falling all over again. It overheats love with you. Yes, wow. It looks like.
And I'm looking at the sleeve of the 45. And by the way, I can't get the 45 back into the sleeve.
Oh, we'll figure that out.
Anyway,
they're very complex.
You have the contact information for his fan club.
Oh, of course.
So in South Yorkshire, England. So
well, this guy is legendary over there, and he's still involved in the sport as a manager and in management.
Yeah, it took you 2 seconds to get the record back in. I was struggling to get a record back into the sleeve.
You haven't played with a 45 in years.
It's been a while since I've taken a 45 out of its sleeve. By the way, that's a major label. He's on EMI.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big.
This guy was Tom, am I right? Is this guy a star?
Yeah, he was a big deal. He was continues to be a big deal, but he also managed Newcastle, so therefore I hate him.
All right. All right. What's next?
Okay, why don't we go to track 30? This is a song we've played before, but we've got to play it with the lesser known sports. This is a wrestler. This is a lesser known wrestler, Terry Funk.
Oh, he's not lesser known.
But well, maybe to the general public, not everyone knows him.
No, all right, well,
to the general public.
Okay,
to people
for the general public. Yeah. For me, he's a legend.
Exactly. He is a legend. He's a hardcore legend.
Absolutely.
This is an album he put out in Japan in 1984 called Great Texan. And we're going to hear a song that a lot of people may have heard once or twice, may have heard on Dr. Demento, but it's called Barbra Streisand's Nose.
I was listening to my radio late last night when I heard a knock on my door. I went to the window and I peeked outside. It was a girl about 5'4". She said she saw my name on the bathroom wall, so she thought she'd give me a try. I unlocked the door and invited her in. It was then I realized she had Barbra Streisand's nose. She had Barbra Streisand's nose, Liberace's smile that drives men wild, and Barbra Streisand's nose. She had Brooke Shields' hair. You should have been there.
was I surprised. Bo Derek's hips and Mick Jagger's lips and Farrah Fawcett's eyes. Dolly Parton's chest, you know that's the best, and Herschel Walker's thighs.
You gotta be kidding me!
I was doing all right.
That's fantastic. We've played this before.
We've played it. It's just such a wonderful song. Fantastic. This is a great album.
And it's written by Jimmy Hart.
Mouth of the South.
That song was written by Jimmy Hart.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's great stuff.
If we have time, we'll try to get a few more songs from this album because it's definitely worth the listen.
Yeah. Oh, Terry Funk. Okay. Where are we going next?
Okay. Let's go to track 81.
All right.
This is a guy who is in the sports world. He was on Sports Illustrated but he was also on Wide World of Sports nearly every weekend in the 70s. Evel Knievel.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're around the age where we remember just how massive Evel Knievel was.
I had the Evel Knievel toys.
So did I.
And we would watch him jump the Snake River and then all the other ones.
There was George Hamilton made a movie.
He played
Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel was in a movie about him playing himself.
And he put out an album in 1974 called Evel Knievel.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, he just talks through most of it. He just tells stuff about his life. But on this song, well, it's more of a spoken word thing. It's called Why, where he tells a little bit about his life set to music.
Here we go. Evel Knievel, everybody, a legend.
Seems that everywhere in this world I go, no matter who or what I know, the people, they look, and most of them stare. And I wonder if they really care. You see this cane with its golden crown? Some of them smile, but most of them frown. I hear them laugh, and I see them cry. No matter what, they all ask why. Why? Well, I'm just like you. And you. And you. And your wife. We all have a special purpose in life. And my way of life, I'm glad that I found, for like you, I too make the world go round. We're all alike. Oh, yes, we are.
This is fantastic.
We all have a dream on some faraway star.
Fantastic.
But only for you and you.
And your wife.
And you.
And your wife.
Sounds like a dark night of the soul for Evel Knievel.
Man.
Surprised I'm not hearing him take drags of an unfiltered cigarette in between stanzas.
Yeah. I wonder if he was wearing casts on his arms and legs at that time. Because, you know, it's well known he broke every bone in his body multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Rick, hang on a second.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. The fantastic Evel Knievel and more sports songs right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Yeah, and we're here. Rick Geezer joins us, usually, you know, at the beginning or the end of a specific sports season. But we have the odds and ends sports, the minor sports that we're doing, and we had Rick come in for a special visit. And Rick, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
What did we just hear?
We heard that was the Manchester United theme.
There you go.
and the soccer clubs in Europe, they all put out songs before seasons, and as they're going into, you know, if they're going into World Cup.
Yeah.
And so there's a great history of that in specifically England and Great Britain. And many of the songs have reached the upper echelons of the charts as well.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised. By the way, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN. All right, let's get back to it. Where do you want to go now?
Okay, why don't we go to we will go to track 39. And we played before the commercials. We played a spoken word by Evel Knievel. Let's do another spoken word by a great name in the boxing world. This is Jake LaMotta. And he put this out in 2002, and it's his spoken word version of My Way.
Jake LaMotta.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
There you
go. Yes, there were times.
Boy, De Niro had his voice down.
Yes, he did.
Man.
Yeah, this was late in his life, so, yeah. But.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, when you know, when De Niro is, like, late in the film when he's all fat and everything, he sounds exactly like him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
So, yeah, his then-girlfriend, Denise Baker, put out this CD. And, of course, the CD I have is autographed by both of
yes,
them.
Yes, it is.
Autographed by both of them. I got that at that point. I got this off of their website.
Ah. And it's on Raging Bull Records.
Raging Bull. That's you right. Got it.
All right. All right. Where are we going
Why
next?
Don't we go to track 403? This is a song. You're going to recognize the song, but you're not going to be able to understand a word of it. This is by a wrestler, a UFC fighter.
This is what Vic was requesting.
This is.
Okay.
This gentleman was in the early days of the UFC in the 90s. Mm. He also was in the 90s in the WWF. He also was in a number of the wrestling world's what do you call it? Promotions.
Yes.
And he's from Finland, and he was a politician. He was in the Finnish parliament, and he ended up committing suicide because of his alcoholism. This guy's name, you might remember him as Ludwig Borgia in the wrestling world, and his name is Tony Holm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a song I think you might recognize.
Okay, here we go.
Kun sä saavut salille päin, kaikkien katseet kääntyy. Muskeli karjut laitteissaan, henkeä haukovaan. Mä pakeran jo perspirantissa pää, penkilläni punnerusta. Kun ohi mennen sut mä nään, se saa raudan nousemaan.
Where did you find this?
This was on sale. They were selling them when they first came out back in 2001, and I got it online.
Greatest version of physical I've ever heard.
Isn't that excellent?
That's very masculine.
Outstanding.
Uber masculine.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Physica.
Okay, we got time for one more.
Okay,
before we
let's
break.
Go to 402.
All right,
this is one of the greatest names in wrestling with one of the greatest live bands ever. This is Captain Lou Albano with NRBQ, and they put out a song called Captain Lou in 1985. This was on their own album. This was also on a variety of wrestling albums as well.
All right, good old Captain Lou. Here we go. Captain Lou from the Wrestling Rocks album, too. I see that they have, on that record, they have Pencil Neck Geek.
They do.
By the great Fred Blassie.
They do.
Yeah. All right, let's break here, and then we'll come back. We got more. Rick Geezer is here. More sports songs after the news. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. With me live in studio is Rick Geezer, who has all the sports songs.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, and we are doing odds and ends sports that we normally don't focus on that we wanted to give some attention to. And tell everybody what that was again.
That was the Roca Changa by Antonina Roca, the wrestling legend from his 1965 album, In This Corner, the Musical World of Antonina Roca.
All right. Let's get back to it. Where you want to go?
Why don't we go to track 54? And on that track, one of the biggest names in tennis in the 70s and into the 80s, Bjorn Borg. He was part of a song by the DJ and performer Dr. Alban, and he and also soccer star Thomas Brolin were part of it, and they did a song called "A la vie," which means "friends in need" in Swedish. And this is a song that's going to stick, and you're going to be humming it for a long, long, long time.
Bjorn Borg, here we go.
A la vie, längtar efter sommaren. A la vie, längtar efter sol igen. A la vie, längtar efter sommaren.
Borg for you on a Wednesday morning.
Bjorn Borg, yeah, of course. I mean, there's a lot of voices in there,
yeah.
But he is part of it, and Thomas Brolin as well.
There you go.
So that's a fun one.
All right, next.
Let's go to track 36. This is a boxer, Rocky Graziano. Not a lot of people don't remember this name, but he was always in the mix, but never a really huge star. In 1968, he put out a comedy album called Maharishi Yogurt. And so we're gonna hear a song from that album, and it's called Maharishi Rocky.
All right, here we go.
Maharishi Rocky, that's my name. Guru meditations, that's my game. I play the hardest guitar in this whole land. I'm Maharishi Rocky of the Lonely Heart Club Band. I taught those English singers the art of finding joy. I taught that famous movie when the one looks like a boy. But then they up and left me and didn't blow my mind. Cause I still owned the bakery and they left their bread behind. Maharishi Rocky, that's my name. Guru meditation, that's my game. I play the hardest guitar in this whole land. I'm Maharishi Rocky of the Lonely Heart Club Band. pills and yogurt. Depends on where I sit.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say.
Is he any affiliation to the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
I would say whoever wrote the song, definitely was referring to it. Yes.
Wow, that was just. Then the album cover is just insane.
That's criminal.
It's so hilarious, Rocky Graziano. Okay. The Maharishi yogurt.
Yeah, he went on to into the 70s and 80s. He was a greeter at various casinos around the country.
Oh, is that
right? Yeah, yeah. So he was always kind of in the mix of things.
I remember the name. Exactly. I remember him. I absolutely remember Rocky Graziano, of course. That's funny. That's ridiculous. Okay, where are we going next?
Why don't we go to track 388? And this is a jockey. Did jockeys do music? Yes, they did. In 1977, Steve Cawthon put out an album. This guy, you may remember him, he rode Affirmed. He was the youngest jockey ever to win the Triple Crown in 1978. But he put out this album, and the song we're going to hear is a song called Win, Place, or Show.
Okay. How old is this kid?
He was 17 at the time because he was the youngest. He won the Triple Crown when he was 18, so this was the year before.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's 12 years old.
He looks like a baby on the horse on the cover.
On the cover. Man, okay.
Yeah, he was Sportsman of the Year for Sports Illustrated. This was he was a big deal in the world of sports in the 70s.
All right. Okay, very cool. All right, what do we got now?
Well, I know we got a text request,
yes,
an instant request to hear some music by the legendary Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
So why don't we go to track 300? And this is a song, and he put out a video for this song in 1992. It's a song called "I'm Your Man." It's outstanding. If you're a Roddy Piper fan, it's a great go to YouTube or one of the online sources to find the video, but the song is a terrific song, and you can't mention Roddy Piper without saying They Live Rules.
Yes, absolutely. And this was a request. Somebody wanted to hear some Roddy Piper, so here you go.
I've been watching all night, 'cause everything about you, it's all right. The things you say, the things you do. Oh baby, I've been looking for you.
Roddy Piper jamming out there. There's a little request there from a listener who wanted to hear some Roddy Piper, and there he is. So, all right, we got a break. Rick, hang on.
All right, thank
you. Geezer is with us. We're talking about some sports here and some sports songs. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline Studio here till 5 a.m., and Rick Geezer is here. We're doing sports songs and some of the sports that we don't often focus on. What was that what we just heard?
That was called The Greatest. That was an instrumental co-written by Muhammad Ali from the LP Muhammad Ali, Songs Performed By, Written By, or About Muhammad Ali.
There you go.
This is from 1976.
Right, man, that's at the height of his popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time, big time. All right. It's Rick Geezer, Sports Songs, and we're doing some minor sports or odds and ends sports. We're not focusing on one single sport like we usually do. We wanted to have a special visit from Rick to do some of the sports that we don't normally focus on. Okay, what's next?
Well, since we just played Muhammad Ali, why don't we go to track 230, one of his biggest foes. In the boxing world was Smokin' Joe Frazier, and he was known to sing a song or two. And in 1975, he put out a song called First Round Knockout. Not only did he put out a song, he put it out on Motown.
Oh.
So, you know, this, of course, related to the fight game, First Round Knockout, but I think you might enjoy this.
Okay, here we go. You just handed me a stack of 45s.
All by Joe Frazier. He put out a lot of records through the years, a lot of 45s.
Amazing.
Dating back to 1969 when he put out a song called Knockout Drop.
Wow. Well, I love the flip side of this.
Is that Looky Looky?
Looky Looky, yeah. Look at me, girl.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Smokin' Joe Frazier, everybody. All right. Okay, where are we going next?
All right, let's go to the world of golf, and that would be on, we'll go to track 141, and John Daly in 2002 put out an album with the help of some of his friends, including Willie Nelson is featured on some, Hootie and the Blowfish, just Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, and Johnny Lee. But this is an instant request for your producer, the producer Tom Hush.
Oh.
And he would like to hear the song I'm Drunk, Damn Broke.
Okay.
I'm drunk, damn broke. Ain't got a penny to my name. Most days I sit here talking to myself, but I don't remember my name. Could have been the whiskey or the gambling that put me here today. I'm drunk, damn broke. In 1991, when he got the call, they said, Big John, you're the next one on the list of the PGA. He said, that's great, I'll take the trip. And even though he might have took a sip to pay the bills, this was the only way. I'm drunk, damn broke.
You could hear when John was singing and the pros were singing.
Yeah. What is he admitting that he's an alcoholic? What's going on here?
He
doesn't have any money.
He's a drinker.
Okay.
He's got to be one of the most confusing sports personalities I've ever seen in my life. Just walking the green with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, trying to hit a, you know,
yeah,
hit a nine iron or something like that. He's just strange.
Okay. There you go. John Daly, everybody.
John Daly.
Okay. Where are we going next?
Let's go to 250. It's Jacques Villeneuve. Jacques Villeneuve is the 1995 Indianapolis 500 winner. He put out an album, a CD, in 2007 called Private Paradise. This is one of the only songs on the album that's in English. It's called You Are.
Okay, here we go.
Not bad.
No, that's not
bad.
Too bad.
Not terrible.
No, not too bad.
Speaking of maybe bad, why don't we go to track 299?
Okay.
And this is by the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And in 2003, he put out a rap album, and this is a song called I'm Back.
Okay.
And he refers to some of the wrestlers in it, and at points of, you know, we don't know how long you're going to play it, but
okay.
But he's back and he's there with a vengeance.
There he is, Randy Macho Man Savage.
I'm the wrestling king, but now I'm spitting lyrics. Took a break from the ring because I want you all to hear this. Coming in a medium nobody expected. I've been in the game for years and I'm still respected. Macho Man Randy Savage, the true keep warrior. Critics have me going, yeah, donated to euphoria. People in the streets say,
Randy, you the illest.
You're one of the realest, so it's not hard to feel this. People wanna know if Macho's still in the ring. People wanna know if Randy's doing his thing. Everybody's talking, wanna know this and that. So I'ma tell you right now, Randy Savage is back. People wanna know if Macho's still in the ring. People wanna know if Randy's doing his thing. Everybody's talking, wanna know this and that. So I'ma tell you right now, Randy Savage is back. I'm back with vengeance and got good chemistry. Me and Big 3 about to shock the whole industry. Can't believe Macho Man's really rapping. Hooked up with the Rascals, we made this thing happen. Hit the studio to get paid in full. And I can make power moves, I got a lot of pull. Every time I'm in the streets, people still show love. They wanna know what's going on, they wanna know what's up. People wanna know if Macho's still in the ring. People,
this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He must have been emboldened by appearing in Spider-Man the year before.
That's pretty amazing. Randy Macho Man Savage. All right, Rick, hang on for a second.
All right.
Okay, we got a break for the news. It's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive on this Wednesday morning. Wildcard Wednesday, get your requested now. Here, 312-981-7200. Rick Geezer is here live in the studio.
Thank you.
And we're doing some sports songs here of various different sports. And again, what was that?
That was Don't Mess With Ali from the I Am the Greatest album, co-written by Muhammad Ali. Put out in 1976.
There we go. All right, back with some more assorted sports songs. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go to track 76. We played some Pele earlier in the day, and I had mentioned or in the morning, and I had mentioned that he put out some songs on from a movie that he did about his life, and the music was written by Sergio Mendez. And on this song, he sings a song called "Big City," and I think you're going to enjoy this.
Okay. Pele again.
Abre a porteira, que eu quero entrar. Cidade grande me faz chorar. Aqui não tem o que eu tenho lá. Trovador no fim da tarde, dedilhando a viola. Passarinho gorjeando, anunciando o luar. E o fogão a lenha pra mãezinha cozinhar. Abra a porteira que eu quero entrar. Aqui não tem o que eu tenho lá.
Wow.
Abra a porteira.
There you go, Pele.
A little sleepy, but nice.
That's not bad. I love Sergio Mendez's suit that he's wearing.
Oh, it's great.
It's fantastic.
Anything in white.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic. All right, where we got
Let's
next?
Go to track 404. We played something by this gentleman earlier. It's Terry Funk, the wrestling legend. And in 1984, he put out an album called Great Texan. Earlier, we heard the song Barbra Streisand's Nose. This one, it's a breakup song. A breakup song by Terry Funk. And this song is called Touch Your Heart.
Terry Funk, everybody. This is the softer side of Terry Funk.
Touch your heart.
To say, and it's hard for me to do, for me to say goodbye to you. It's hard to say, and it's very hard to do, is for me to say goodbye to you. After 2 long years, we're together again. You waited for me, honey, and you know you're my friend.
Wow. Did Jimmy Hart write this, too?
He did not. It was a Japanese writer. This was recorded in Japan with all Japanese musicians.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So that explains the sleeve.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, a number of the wrestlers in that era were huge in Japan.
Yeah, of course. I mean, wrestling in Japan, the Japan circuit is something that every wrestler does.
And it's getting bigger again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Good old Terry Funk. All right. Where are we going next?
Let's go to track 47. And this is a song by the king of NASCAR, one of the kings of NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt. And in 1985, they put out an album. They put out an album in 75 we played earlier called NASCAR Goes Country. And in 1985, they put out the World Series of Country Music, proudly presents Stock Car Racing's Entertainers of the Year.
Could that title be longer?
Exactly. And this includes all the big names of that era.
All right.
And this is a song called Hard Charger.
Here we go.
When everything's right underneath my hood and I'm rolling, that's when I'm most alive, that's when I'm racing. Let me see the track, don't let no smoke in my way. That's what it takes to make a race driver's day. Yeah.
you go. Dale Earnhardt. Hard Charger. All right. Okay, where are we going next?
397. This is a wrestler. You may know him. I didn't know this guy, but he was huge in Canada. He wrestled throughout the United States and, in fact, made an appearance on WWE in like 2010, 2011, just being a legend, appeared in the ring. His name is Sweet Daddy Siki. Do you know him?
I do not.
Sweet Daddy Siki put out a couple records, one in 1970 and then one in 1972. The one in 72 goes, Sweet Daddy Siki squares off with country music.
All right,
and so we're going to hear his version of the classic Jambalaya.
Here we go.
Goodbye, Joe. Me got to go, me on my own. Me got to go before the beer rolled down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me on my own. Son of a gun, we'll have big barn on the bayou. Jambalaya across is my Philly gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see Mama Sharon Mio. Make it tough, give fruit jars and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big barn on the bayou.
Yeah, back in the day in Canada, he would have huge matches in Toronto and Montreal, sell out the place against guys like Buddy Rogers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he was a big star. He very boastful. He was that kind of a pretty
sure,
face.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, he had a great look to him because from that album cover.
Right.
Yeah, very, very good look. All right, doing Hank Williams proud. Okay, what's next?
Let's do another wrestler at 294. This is... probably one of the biggest names in wrestling, the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and he teamed up with the novelty metal band Green Jelly, and he put out this song. It's you may recognize it. It's a Gary Glitter song, Leader of the Pack.
All right, here we go.
Do you want to be in my gang, my gang, my gang? Want to be in my gang?
Oh, yeah!
Do you want to be in my gang, my gang, my gang? Want to be in my gang?
A whole album of Hulkster doing covers.
Doing all kinds of songs.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's a great album from the 1990s. Check it out if you can.
Yeah. He's on the back cover with his ex-wife.
It's a lot of... You know what? I was watching the Game Show Network.
Uh-huh.
And his ex-wife was a contestant on Match Game.
What?
Check it out. Look it up.
Wow.
She was I recognized her.
Wow.
So I looked it up, and yes, indeed, she was a contestant.
What year?
Probably about 77-ish.
Wow.
76-ish.
Okay. So yeah. prime popularity of Match
Game. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the classic
Dawson,
lineup.
Dawson, Brett Summers.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was his wife, Linda Claridge?
Linda's his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, what's next?
Okay, let's go to track 53. We played a song by this guy earlier. He's a tennis star, John McEnroe. He became part of a band for a record that was released in Germany called, the name of the band was called Highly Strung. He played guitar. The song was written and sang by John Elefante. You may know him as the second singer for Kansas, who had sang the hits like Play the Game and different things like that. But here's a song called Don't Let It End from 1986.
All right, McEnroe.
We'll be right back.
That sounds so 80s.
So 80s.
Oh, man, does that sound like the 80s. That is like the epitome of the mid to late 80s in terms of production and sound and stuff like that. John McEnroe. All right. What else we got?
Let's go to 390. Some people are saying, what kind of minor sports do you have in your collection? Well, I have professional bull riding. And we're going to hear from Justin McBride. He was a champion bull rider in the 2000s. And in 2007, he put out a CD called Don't Let Go. So let's hear the title track, Don't Let Go.
All right.
Back in 05, $1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in, said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's just contemporary country stuff.
Yeah, not too bad. All right, Rick, hang on.
All right.
We got to take a break, and more sports songs. We'll wrap that up coming up after we break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Rick Geezer is with us live in studio, and we are doing odds and ends sports and sports songs. And what was that we just
That did? Was Johnny B. Good by Kenny Brack, the 1999 Indianapolis 500 winner.
Uh-huh.
He put out a CD that's from a live concert he did. That came out in 2005. And then in 2007, he put out a CD called Greatest Hits Volume 1.
Okay.
I didn't know he had hit one.
Yeah, okay.
So, but,
there you go.
There you have it.
All right.
Kenny Brack.
All right. What do we got next?
Why don't we go to, we'll go to track 56. And this is from a big time tennis star named Yannick Noah. You may remember him because his son played for the Chicago Bulls. Yannick Noah put out a number of CDs. In Europe, and on this CD, it's called Black and What, and we're going to hear a song called Don't Stay Far Away, Baby.
Okay, Yannick Noah, Don't Stay Far Away, Baby.
I've been caught off guard, gone by desire, these urges needed for delight. So many times I want to leave my life, but now my life is filled with this loneliness. Baby, give me your love. I do miss you, girl. Keep me in your dreams. Oh, in your dreams. You make me feel
He's got a Milli Vanilli look going there on the album cover.
He does, and he's put out a number of... this one, I think, was trying to go for the international audience. Most of the other ones he does, they're all in French.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, let's continue.
Let's hear from American soccer star Alexei Lalas. In the 1990s, he put out, 1998, he put out a CD called Ginger. Wonder why it was called Ginger. And he put out a song called, on that CD, was called Pretty Mess. That's track 304. And you still see him he's doing soccer coverage on various TV networks. And he was a big star, on the U.S. World Cup team and on various teams throughout the United States. And he's still very much involved in the game. And so check out this song. It definitely sounds like it's from the 1990s.
Okay. And you said 304?
I said 304.
All right, here we go.
Where's the fun time? You had to move along. You went looking for a scene that could turn you on. You had made a break, you slammed the door, and you never looked back again. Well, hey, 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 just another cliche. Too much, too fast, then it slips away. Where you fake the fight, read the line, but you never call back again. Ain't nobody wants to know you now. Yeah, nobody wants to know you now. Right next door and a world away. Screaming for a lifeline, dying for a chance you had yesterday. What a waste for a little taste, but away we go.
With a next door smile. Very 90s.
Very. I think that was supposed to be... another album.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Fantastic beard on that guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than his soccer commentary, I'll say that much.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
He's terrible. He's awful.
Okay. All right. Let's continue.
Okay. Let's go to track 35. Legendary boxer, the original Sugar Ray Robinson, in 1962. He put out an album and a full-length album called I'm Still Swinging. So why don't we take a listen to the title track, I'm Still Swinging.
All right.
I'm still swinging, not complaining. Though it seems I cling to a talent that's gone by. Even though I lost my crown, you won't find the blues around. Cause I really had my share of the glory there those years. Now I'm older, but no less bolder. For I know that the age of a man is how he feels. I have heard this world applaud by believing in the Lord. I can take it with a smile, punching all the while, my friend. Though it's raining, I'm still training. Cause the road and the weather's tough, I'll not give up.
I think this is fabulous.
It's a great album, a lot of great songs on it.
I think that's fabulous, man. That's great. That's great. Okay.
And he played nightclubs throughout the country.
Okay, one more quick one.
Okay, why don't we go to track 79. This is Roger Milla, not Roger Miller, Roger Milla, the Cameroon soccer star. He's listed as one of the top soccer players in the last 100 years in the world, and he put out this song in Africa called Dance with the Lion.
All right, here it is. That's pretty cool. All right. All right, Rick. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much for having
me.
We'll
have you back for the Christmas show,
excellent,
obviously.
And we'll play Honky the Christmas Goose.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Rick. The news is coming up right after this.